Happy Monday and happy Memorial Day here in the United States. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Glad you're here to kick off summer 2019 with us here on the show. We've got listener Megan standing by to share a great trip report. It's a mother-daughter trip down to Walt Disney World. I love those. So stand by for that because there is a twist in this trip. You're going to want to hear this. But first, a quick word from our sponsors. And that includes our friends over at touringplans.com. The folks over at touringplans.com reevaluate the numbers each and every day to make sure that you are not standing in lines and you are having a great vacation, whether it's down to Walt Disney World, out to Disneyland, or over at Universal. They use their algorithms to keep you having fun and not wasting your time. They've been doing this for over a decade. You need their knowledge to make your next Disney vacation great. Check them out today over at touringplans.com. Thanks again to everybody who continues to support the Be Our Guest podcast the easiest way possible, and that's just using our Amazon affiliate link at beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You'll still get all of your Prime benefits. Costs you nothing extra, but it really does help support the show. Even those small purchases all add up. Please bookmark it on all your devices and use it often. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Drums, please.
Welcome to episode 1490 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at The Magic for Less Travel. Happy summer 2019, everybody. It's Memorial Day here in the States. Get out there, grill, put those dogs on the barbecue pit, and watch some baseball. Get the sprinkler out as we do here in St. Louis. A lot of people don't have pools, but we jump through the sprinklers as kids. I know, it's kind of cheap, but hey, that's what we do. So whatever you're doing, stay safe, have a fun time with friends and family today. And we're going to take you to Walt Disney World with a trip report as we do every Monday. We don't take this three-day weekend off. We're here for you every Monday. So joining me today from down in Louisiana by way of Arkansas, we have Megan. Megan, welcome to the show.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Glad to have you on the show. So big plans for this summer. Anything going? Because we're kicking it off today.
Oh, not much. Just working. Hopefully, I'm making it up to St. Louis for a Cardinals game.
Oh, now you're talking. Now you're talking. Yeah. Hopefully, we're in first place again by now. But, you know, we never know. We're a little bit early.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it because I saw that your mom actually went to a Cardinals spring training game in the trip we're going to talk about today.
She did. She did. She went without me. She got there before I did. But instead of spending her few hours before I got there in one of the parks by herself, she went to a spring training game.
Point to your mom. Bell ring. There we go. I like it. Cardinal Nation.
Yeah, super proud. Yeah.
tell her we appreciate that support.
Yeah.
All right. So before we jump into the trip report, I've been doing this over the last few weeks, and I just like to get to know our listeners. So tell me why Disney? What is it about Disney? How long have you been a Disney fan? Just kind of give us your backstory.
Well, I've been a Disney fan basically as long as I can remember, and probably before. Beauty and the Beast was my first movie in theaters, and it's still my favorite. But my granddad is actually the same age as Mickey and was also a steamboat captain.
Wow.
And is a huge fan. So he made sure that all of his grandkids got to go to Disney World. He took me when I was 4. And that's when the obsession truly began.
So what do you remember from those early trips? Because I think a lot of times, you know, our first trips when we're younger, and again, I didn't get to go until I was in college, really. But, you know, from the folks that I remember, you know, you don't typically remember like where you stayed or, you know, details like that. You more remember feelings. So what do you recall?
I don't remember a lot. I was barely 4, but I know I was enamored with everything. And that was back when you could also like walk along the way with the characters and stuff. And so we went to lunch at the Empress Lily.
Oh, wow.
Now,
yeah, paddlefish.
Now paddlefish. And we waited down the sidewalk, and I basically walked down the sidewalk with Mickey and Donald, just talking to them the whole way to the boat.
That's so amazing because, you know, as Disney fans, I think a lot of us go on YouTube and seek out, you know, the retro Walt Disney World kind of photos and videos and stuff. But I mean, you were there, you lived it.
Yeah. And we have photos of it. My mom wishes they had a video camera, but they were huge at the time. So
yeah, it was like taking around a television crew with you back then. My dad had one of those, you know, where you carried around the whole VCR, like strapped, you know, over your shoulder and the big TV on your shoulder, the camera.
Yeah.
We had one of those. We thought we were everything, man. But that was like 20 pounds worth of gear.
Oh yeah. And they didn't want to cart that around. But we have some awesome pictures, and I think I also had a conversation with a Japanese lady who spoke no English while we waited for the parade. Because I was just super excited to be there. And
that's
all I told her about. And she didn't understand, but she got my enthusiasm. So it counted.
That's what it's all about. I mean, especially from folks, you know, that are, this is just my perspective on things, but like my whole life, I've grown up in the dead center of the United States. And, you know, my world was very small until I started traveling, and I haven't traveled internationally very much other than cruises, but going down to Walt Disney World has given me the opportunity to experience cultures through Epcot and just to be around people from other countries while I'm there. And I mean, I think that's a big thing for folks from the States.
Yeah, it's a great thing to experience and something that benefits everybody, really.
All right, well, let's hop into your trip. You did a mother-daughter trip last year. So tell us about, you know, where you stayed and how it came together.
Okay, well, it initially started, I was driving back from a solo trip and talking to my mom to keep myself awake. And she was super jealous of my solo trip. So she started looking on the website and found a deal for the next spring break.
I like your mom again. This is a great mom.
Yeah, she's great. And so she booked it. And my sister is not as enthusiastic about Disney as we are. So she was given the opportunity to come, as was my dad, and they both turned it down, which is fine. and so we decided to make it a mother-daughter trip, and we stayed at All Star Music, because we are the kind of people who go all day long and really just use our hotel to sleep. Mm-hmm. And we've stayed at a couple of the fancy ones, but we're totally good with the way our trip was going. It wasn't really long. The 3rd through the 8th. So we were like, a value resort works perfectly for what we need. And it did.
Yeah, I'm the same way. You know, you don't want to pay for something you're not going to use. If you're going to be in the parks a lot and just, you know, getting up early, staying out late, no reason to pay for stuff you're not going to use. I totally agree with you there. Now walk me through, because it sounds like your mom, she was jealous. She got to go on this solo trip. She kind of takes control. Like, we're going to go. I'm booking it. But how did you guys plan together? Did you brainstorm like, okay, we want to make sure we do this, we eat here? I mean, what was the planning like between you and your mom leading up to the trip?
Well, we did a lot of brainstorming together, but I did most of the actual reservations and fast passes and that kind of thing. But we went through and talked about restaurants we hadn't tried before that we wanted to do. Both of us really enjoy going to tea, and so we decided to go to the Garden View Tea Room for her birthday. We went the week in March is basically right between her birthday and mine, so we were celebrating both of our birthdays.
And I've been to the Garden View Tea Room. I mean, you wouldn't expect it. It's because of Pam Forrester. She took us all there. But you know what? I want to get your perspective on it, because it sounds like it was something your mom really drove. But you know what? I'm a big dude, you know, 45-year-old guy from St. Louis, Missouri. I mean, SEC football fan. I had a blast. It was the food. The little sandwiches were amazing. Now, there could have been five times as much food, but what I had was great. So what was your perspective?
Oh, we loved it. We're also big fans of Biltmore in Asheville, and we've gone to tea there like 3 times. And so we really enjoy doing that and the experience of it and all that. And it was a beautiful space. My mom wore her. We switched off who was wearing their birthday button every day. Mm-hmm. And she wore her birthday button, and they gave her a rose. And it was great tea, a great environment. I really loved it. I would definitely do it again.
Yeah. And I mean, I have to say, I recommend it for everybody, even the guys out there. Give it a shot. It's it's good food. It's fun. I had no idea what I was doing, though, because it came out and asked, how do you like your tea? I'm like, to be honest, the only tea I've ever had is the stuff my grandma made, sweet tea, and the stuff at McDonald's. And I love McDonald's sweet tea. Then I got lectured, I think, by the head tea guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's usually, I had a British professor in college, and he was surprised that I liked anything but just regular sweet tea. But I thoroughly enjoy it and like trying all the new ones, too. So, I collect teapots, actually, so
I couldn't help it. My grandparents are from Kentucky, so sweet tea every meal. So that's
oh,
how
yeah.
Cool.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So did you guys, let's hop back into the trip. Did music work out for what you were expecting? Was it, how'd it go?
It worked really well. The only time it was not as good was, I'm sorry, that was my cat. after the, like that first day walking back, but, that was because I had spent that first night in the emergency room. So
yeah, I said in the top of the show, I did the ad read. I said, there's a twist and there's your twist. You went to the ER during this trip.
but despite that, this we agreed was our favorite trip we'd had so far. But other than that, like, it was really good. We were a little further back because we just got the basic room. So it was a little long at the end of the day, but it worked perfectly well for what we wanted to do. And we went on another trip a couple months ago and we stayed there again. So
good. Yeah, I like music. Out of the three, I think I like that one the best. They're all similar. I mean, it's just different theme, but I do like music, especially at night. It's kind of pretty.
It is.
So you guys, it looks like your first evening there that you guys went to the Magic Kingdom. Is that kind of a tradition for you? Because some people have to start at the Magic Kingdom. It's not a trip to see the castle.
That is usually what we do. That's what we've done the past few trips. I kind of went off book with my solo trip, but I had a certain schedule to see all the fireworks. But yeah, my mom's favorite is Magic Kingdom. So we usually start there to get it kicked off really well. And we wanted to see Happily Ever After because she hadn't been since it had started.
Let me get your take on that, because the first time I saw Happily Ever After, I liked it. I thought, that's a really neat show. Like, I love the projections. It's obviously the next level from Wishes, but I loved Wishes. I'm just like with Illuminations going away here in the next couple months, I know we need something new, but my heart tells me, man, that's been with me like half of my life. I love it. I'm not good with change. But we saw Happily Ever After when we were down a few weeks back. I saw it with my wife, and Mallory was at a cheer thing. And it's such an emotional show, and I'm really growing to love Happily Ever After. So what are your thoughts?
I love it. I really did enjoy Wishes, but I think Happily Ever After is an incredible show. I've seen it a few times now, and it is pretty emotional. And you kind of, especially when you're in a group of people that also just is so enthusiastic about it and starts singing along to the songs that you want to sing along to too. It's just great. I love it.
Yeah. When Go the Distance comes on, I'm like, oh, that's my marathon song right there. You know, like, yeah, I love that, man. I don't think I've seen Hercules, the movie, but I love that song. So it gets me.
yeah, I love it. The first night we had a little trouble. We didn't give ourselves enough of a cushion, so we couldn't really find a place to see it well. Because there were a lot of people there that night. It was a Saturday night, and so we had trouble seeing it, where you could actually see the projections. And so it loses a little bit of it there.
Yeah.
But that was our own planning fault.
Okay. Well.
Yeah.
So that first night, that looks like you guys, you know, you went there, you did some Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, and then, you know, saw Happily Ever After, you know, did some other attractions, but you started to feel ill. So we don't want to, you know, spend the whole show on this, but Walk us through what it's like, because I think like there's been a couple, I've been down there a few times, you know, and like there was one time that it was actually before our very first podcast cruise, the night before, talk about panicking. My wife was pushing me around in a wheelchair because I got like heat stroke or something. Mm-hmm. So you had a kidney stone or thought you had a kidney stone and had to, you know, get some attention. So walk us through what that's like when that happens on vacation.
I've found since then that roller coasters can set off kidney stones. They actually did a test at Disneyland with Big Thunder Mountain. But it started to hurt on Small World, which means I don't know if I'll ever be able to ride Small World again because I associate it with that.
Hey, the dolls will be taunting you like, dare you, come on in.
I thought I was going to die on Small World. Somehow we made it back to the room. Still don't know how I made it through the bus ride. But once I decided this is definitely a kidney stone, my mom called the front desk because it was 11:30 and all the urgent care places were closed. We didn't have a car because we'd flown in. And they told us that if you call 911 from any Disney phone, that Disney's emergency services crew will come to check you out and help you. And it doesn't cost anything to you. They're not going to bill you later. So we did that from the hotel room. The emergency services crew came and decided that I needed to go to the hospital. And they were fantastic, really caring, really helpful. At this point, it was almost midnight. And the manager on duty came to our room to meet us at the ambulance and was super apologetic that we were dealing with all of that and told my mom that when we came back to give them our taxi receipt and they would reimburse us the cost of transportation back to the hotel.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Yeah. We didn't do that because we had a free Uber ride, but, and it wasn't their fault I had a kidney stone.
Yeah.
But they also told us that there's a concierge pharmacy that works with Disney. And so you just go to the front desk and give them your prescription and fill out a quick form. And they submit it to this pharmacy who will deliver it to your resort in a couple of hours.
Man, that's good stuff. I mean, that's great service. Cause I mean, it's the worst to be sick and it's the worst really to be sick at, you know, there's been a couple times I've kind of felt ill in the Magic Kingdom and like in my mind, I've kind of panicked because what you said, like it's not an easy task if you're not feeling well, even just to get back to your hotel room, because you know, you got to get, you know, if you drove in, you got to at least ride the ferry or the monorail to get to the TTC. If you're on site, you got to hop a bus or a boat, you know, it's like, you know, that you're going to be an hour before you get back. And if you start to feel ill, you kind of feel trapped a little bit.
Yeah. It's not fun. I kind of wish we had been aware of the being able to call 911 before we left the park. But you don't need to know that. The majority of the time, that's not something you ask about.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't expect to need to call 911 at Disney. But everybody was super helpful. They, we had to reschedule one of our, actually our tea, because it was scheduled for that next day at midday and we were exhausted. And so they were able to, they happily rescheduled within the 24-hour window for us without any fees. Were very helpful with everything they could do. But the paramedics were some of the best I've ever seen. Like, they were awesome.
That's good to hear. You know, because you're able to bounce back rather quickly from this. Because I've had a kidney stone one time, and I'll just give you the punchline of the time I had it. I was laying on my bedroom floor, just dying. I was begging to die. I was like, just let me go. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that's how bad it hurt. And then my wife took me to the ER. So we're driving. And of course there's like there's a stoplight on the way to the ER on this road that is, I've never in my life seen this light red. It's one of those like in front of a building where pedestrians can push the button. Like, it's never been red in my 30 years I've lived near this street. Well, no, there's an old man crossing the road. I'm like, run him over. I'm like, just run them over. Get me to the hospital because I'm dying. I get there. They start giving me attention in the ER, and I was right across from the nurse's station, and the nurse tries to close the door. I said, no. I want you to have that door open so you can constantly see and hear how much pain I'm in. And I want everybody in this ER to know until somebody fixes me. So yeah, kidney stones are no joke.
No, they're not. And they are no fun at all. And so that was not what I wanted my first night of my trip. No. But I couldn't have asked for better people to take care of me to get me to the hospital.
All right.
And after I got back.
Well, I'm glad you did. So let's hop into some of the highlights of the trip. We've gone through the bad stuff. It has to get better. So what else did you guys do during this trip that was amazing?
Like I said, we did tea. That was awesome. We got to see everything we wanted to see, even with the adjustment to our schedule. We really love the Flower and Garden Festival. It's my favorite time at Epcot, and Epcot is my favorite park. And so we got to spend a good bit of time at the Flower and Garden Festival and try all the ridiculous number of delicious snacks. And let's see.
It looks like you guys had lunch at Chefs de France. I've been there. I really liked it. That was one of the last restaurants in World Showcase I've ever experienced, and I liked it.
Mm-hmm. That was my birthday meal. France is one of my favorite pavilions, and it was delicious. They did bring out, we split most of our meal because they give you so much food. I think we got our own appetizer and then everything else we split. And so we got, I don't even remember exactly which dessert it was, but it comes out as a swan out of pastry.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yep.
It was so good. And they had written happy birthday on the plate and saying happy birthday to me in French, which is much better than my French class in high school. So it was very enjoyable. We were in the windows, so we got to see people outside and like the acrobats, which are entertaining but also stressful if you have height issues.
You mean the guy that stands on the stacked chairs?
Uh-huh.
Freaks me out every time.
No. So I think he did his show like twice while we were eating lunch.
I just picture myself like, how do you go to work? And, you know, like today, I've been working in the office. It's been a crazy busy day and I've been fighting a headache. Like, how do you go to work if you have a day like that? Like, oh man, I feel off today. Like, but I got to go do a handstand on seven chairs in World Showcase. Like you can't go to work on a bad day.
No, I don't get it. But I could never do that anyway. I trip on air walking down the sidewalk. So I don't think I would get that job.
Yeah, I wonder about those things. Like, how do you do that?
I know. It's amazing. We also had a few like random fun things. Like the day we got our second full day, we were wandering around Hollywood Studios and I got taken into custody by the stormtroopers just standing there. And it was very entertaining. My mom got video of it in which you can very clearly hear her laughing through the whole thing. But I was wearing a Star Wars shirt and I guess it wasn't convincing enough that I was on their side. But it's all those fun little things that add entertainment to your trip.
You're right. I mean, it's exactly that. It's the atmosphere. It's the interactions that you have. I mean, you got to experience the Star Wars world in a way that few do. And, I like how they make it fun, not only for you, but like not only for your mom as well, but like any guest that happens to be in the area, like, oh, wow, they picked her up because she's a rebel, you know, and they're taking her in. I love that stuff.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. There were a few rides I adjusted my plan on because with the kidney stone, I decided roller coasters might not be a good thing, but I did do Tower of Terror.
Oh, tell me you didn't. I was hoping you didn't do that. Oh.
No, I did. But it doesn't bounce you as much as some of the others, so I decided I was safe with it, maybe. But I unless my sister's with me, I ride Tower of Terror solo. My mom does not do thrill rides. I guess, I don't know if maybe I've gotten lucky quite a few times, but every time I go through Tower of Terror solo, I end up skipping like a huge chunk of the line because they need to fill one seat.
Yeah, that's golden.
That's awesome. And I get to send a picture to my sister and make her super jealous of the one ride she enjoys more than anything.
I like it. So now let me ask you this. Like, what does your mom tend to do when you're doing the, the more thrilling rides? Does she go in the nearby shops and do some shopping, get a snack? I mean, because I think a lot of people are in this kind of situation.
Yeah, she really enjoys going in the little shops. I enjoy shopping too, but she like loves to just wander slowly perusing everything and take her time and all that. So when I'm on a roller coaster or whatever thrill ride that she just doesn't care for, she's perfectly happy to go through the shops around the area and I just meet up with her.
That's a good deal. Yeah, that's kind of like my wife. You know, she's not a Space Mountain fan, you know, and she's smarter than me. I shouldn't be on Space Mountain anymore. It jiggles my body to no end. Like, I love the ride and I hate the ride at the same time. It's so rough. But, you know, she just goes shopping. She'll just walk around. You know, she'll go down to Main Street and just, you know, text me when you're done. And she's happy. I'm happy. Mallory's happy. And, you know, I think the thing is, like, when you go, even if you're going like mother, daughter, or just, you know, two people, it's okay to split up for a few minutes so that each person gets to have some of what they really enjoy.
Yeah. And we're really good with that. And then we like a lot of the same things, but if there's something that one of us enjoys doing that the other one doesn't care for, we're totally fine splitting up. And she also is awesome in that she's super enthusiastic about the things that I'm enthusiastic about, just supportive and all that. She appreciates some of the rides that I do, but she'll go on them 3 times with me because they're fun in general, not because she is as obsessed with Figment as I am.
She puts up with them for you. That's a good mom.
Oh yeah, she's an awesome mom. But we also, again, we like to go, and she loves that Disney has so many rides that are totally good for her without liking thrill rides at all.
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, that's the beauty, really, kind of a hidden secret. I think it's like it's right there in our faces, but we don't think of it often. You know, it's a great place for folks that don't like thrill rides. There's so many good attractions. They just, you know, they don't invert you. They don't jiggle you to death. You know, you just like Living with the Land. Like, I love that ride. Or Soarin's gentle, but it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there's so many attractions like that.
Yeah. I was able to stretch her a little bit and got her on Flight of Passage. Once she confirmed with the person who, like the attendant, that you really only get like 4 feet off the ground. Because she has a thing about heights. And she enjoyed it, but she's not going to ride it again.
Why did she say she doesn't want to do it again? Was it the motion of the ride? Was it the confinement? Because you are kind of strapped in there. What'd she say about it?
It was a combination of the motion and the heights. The simulated heights and the, like, diving down the cliff face and things like that. I really enjoy Flight of Passage, but it gets close to the edge of kicking off my motion sickness.
Yeah.
And she has vertigo, so it gets to that too for her.
Yeah, it gets me every time. Like, I got to keep saying, okay, you got to have the air. Make sure you have your head where the air is blowing. You know, like, I'm concentrating on 17 things to not get sick, you know, so I'm not really enjoying the ride. I know why everybody loves it. It is pretty amazing. Like, it's immersive. But I just, like, simulator rides and me, that we just don't get along. Because I love Star Wars, and I just can't do Star Tours. It kills me.
Yeah, I think Flight of Passage might be one of the few simulator rides I can do. Because most of them just, I can't handle it. I get motion sick really quickly.
Which, I mean, hey, you know, these days it's kind of good to not have to do Flight of Passage. Because that's a fast pass I don't have to try to get. And I don't have to wait 4 hours in line either.
Well, part of what we planned, I wanted to ride Flight of Passage again, but we hadn't been to Animal Kingdom since it was open later. And so we wanted to see it at night with all the lights and the bioluminescence of Pandora and all that. I think at that point I had finally seen Avatar after seeing Pandora the first, like being in the land the first time. But she hadn't, but it didn't affect our ability to appreciate it at all. Animal Kingdom at night is a lot of fun.
It is. I mean, it's really, especially in the hotter times of year. You guys were there in the early spring, which is nice, yeah. But you're right. I mean, it's all the parks take on a different persona at night, but I think Animal Kingdom is just, it's kind of rugged. It's kind of, I don't know. It's got a really cool feel. It's got a great vibe at night.
Yeah. And it's really, I love Animal Kingdom, but it's my last in the list. So it's one that I don't get to as much, partially because when we went the first time, it was in the middle of the summer and ridiculously hot. And so that's the first thing we go to is the memory of the heat.
Yes, that park is hot. Like, I mean, years ago, my wife said it's Animal Kingdom hot, and it's kind of stuck. She's exactly right. I mean, it is. And like, you're there in July, you're paying for it, man. You're going to lose 10 pounds before you leave.
Yeah, it's crazy, but it's nice at night.
Let me ask you about this, because you guys say you like this shop, and you guys, looks like you went into Disney Springs for a while. So what were some of the highlights there? Because I've really started to enjoy Disney Springs, and I can't believe I say that, because I hate to shop. I do like to eat, but there's more entertainment. It's just, it's got a cool vibe now. So what were your thoughts over there?
We really enjoyed it. The last time we had been there, they were, it was in 2016, and they were just starting to do more of the construction. And so it was totally different than when we had been the last time, and it's beautiful. And, we really enjoyed some of the new shops that aren't Disney branded, but still have some Disney stuff. We spent way too long in Alex and Annie. and like all the different restaurants are great, and it's awesome to have so much to choose from in a variety of price ranges. I think we ate at Blaze that day and it was delicious.
And that's a Disney bargain too. It really is. It's good pizza and it's not expensive.
But it was a really nice way to spend our morning before we did, cause we did Animal Kingdom and then Epcot Extra Magic Hours. So it was fairly relaxing, but we were still seeing something we hadn't gotten to see as much before.
And that, you know what? That's a great tip for the listeners out there that are maybe planning one of their first Disney vacations, is that if you really kind of, if you're going hard for say a few days and you're starting to kind of burn the candle on both ends, you're getting up early, you're staying up late and you're starting to feel tired, a great strategy is to sleep in one day, go to Disney Springs in the morning, early afternoon, maybe have dinner at Disney Springs and then kind of go back to your hotel, freshen up and then go to Extra Magic Hours at night at a park or, you know, find one that's open late. That works out really well because it gives you, because the thing about Disney Springs, you're not waiting in lines, which I mean, you know, waiting in lines isn't like an active thing, but it does wear you down. You know, you're free to keep moving and really have a good time. I think you need days like that, either pool days, Disney Springs, you just need to have a downtime. And I think it really refreshes you.
Yeah, it makes a big difference. And, that was a great choice for us to not, cause we had been going a lot.
Do you guys take any breaks and go back to the hotel, or you go in the morning and stay till the bitter end?
We pretty much stay till the bitter end. If we need a break, we usually pick a sit down attraction or a show or something, or we sit and get a snack, something like that. We're not much of the go back to the room and take a break people.
I love that. That's my favorite part. Just saying, I love having a good afternoon nap in the middle of July when it's hot.
Well, and that's part of why my dad and sister don't like to go with us, because they want to take a break, which they can, because we always stay on property and they can go back to the room. And so that's why part of why we love staying on property is they can go take a nap and we can keep doing what we want to do.
Yep. Huge perk. Huge perk. All right. So we're going to kind of close this out. Your final day, you went to the Magic Kingdom before you guys had to fly back. Mm-hmm. So anything you do to kind of wrap up, put a bow on this vacation?
It was one of these days. I had seen something about getting pixie dusted at the one of the stores. And I kind of mentioned it flippantly going, oh, well, I think you can get pixie dusted, but I don't know. Mahal was like, yes, where do we do that? So we did that. And then we went to meet some characters. I went to meet Gaston and my mom went to meet the, fairy godmother. Totally opposites. but there were some, we were like, oh, this will be awesome. And so we did end up splitting up that time just to meet which characters we wanted to. But it was just like fun little things that, don't take a lot of time, but are really enjoyable if you get totally into it.
That's kind of stuff I like because, you know, mm-hmm. it's not the reason you go to Walt Disney World, but it's the things you will remember later.
Yeah. And we both had great interactions with characters we remember from our favorite movies through the time. And just a fun, relaxing day before we had to leave, sadly.
That's rough. But, you know, the good news, I can tell, you know, you're going back soon. You know, you're not going to go 5 years till you're back.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was my mom's like, we need to go a little while before we go back. And then a few months later, she's like, so next spring break was technically more than a year, but by like 2 days.
I like the way she thinks. So it was a successful trip and you guys are planning on doing another mother-daughter trip eventually?
I think so. We definitely want to do it again. It's just a matter of figuring out when our schedules align.
So right now, if I put you on the spot, you got to pick a resort for your next trip, and you got, you know, don't say like, I mean, unless you really want to, but like, you know, think about it practically, like what would be a good fit, you think, besides music for your next stay? Is there a resort that's on your radar that you're curious about?
I have been really curious about Caribbean Beach after all the like renovations and all that.
Same.
And it looks like a really nice resort.
Now, are you as excited for the Skyliner as I am?
Yes. We were watching when I was there this past March, we were watching them go with the like wrapping around them. And I can't wait for it. That'll be awesome.
I know. We just got to see them too. Now they're unwrapped.
I saw that.
So pretty. I mean, like somebody described them as like Skittles in the sky, and they really are. I mean, it's really neat. I can't believe I'm so amped up about a transportation system, but that's one of my favorite things about Walt Disney World. I love the boats, love the monorails, and the Skyliner might be number one when it opens.
Oh yeah. It looks like it's going to be awesome.
All right. So as we wrap this up, I've been doing this with guests here for the last few weeks. And a few weeks back, we played a game where we had to cut one of three beloved things down at Walt Disney World in a certain category. And you got to say why. And I'm going to go with the same one we've been using here for the past month or so. So three attractions in the Magic Kingdom. And you have to get rid of one forever. Forever? Okay. Yeah, forever. So here's your choices. Pam gave this one to me and it was rough. And we've had arguments. I've had arguments with my wife, Pam, over this one. But we're going to give you Pirates of the Caribbean, the Carousel of Progress, or the TTA. You got to get rid of one forever. Which one are you cutting?
That is tough. Ooh, I hate it. Because those are some of my favorites.
I know.
I think I'm going to have to say, I'm going to go with the first thing. The TTA, sadly.
Okay, why? What made that one go? Because I think we all love all three. I mean, it would be heartbreaking to lose any of those three. But my wife immediately cut Carousel of Progress, and I acted like I didn't know her. It was brutal. It was an awkward dinner the rest of the night. So why? Because I would pick the TTA too, and I have my reasons. And I love the TTA. If it ever went away, I'd cry. But why'd you pick that one?
Well, there is, because there's less. I think there's a little bit less story to than the others. And because though the other two, I mean, they're all original attractions, but the Carousel of Progress has such rich history with Walt in itself. And also, I'm a huge Pirates of the Caribbean fan.
Well, Pirates is actually, I mean, if you had to, tell somebody what is Disneyland or Walt Disney World? It's an attraction like Pirates. It's a dark ride.
Yeah. So it's a very identifiable Disney ride. And although the original is not in Disney World, it's very similar. And it's a major ride that would, the Disney would have a, Magic Kingdom would probably have a major hole with it.
Absolutely. Gone. All right. Well, I'm with you because there's less story for TTA. It's the reason I picked it, even though I love it. God bless it.
Okay.
All right. Well, Megan, thank you so much for kicking off Memorial Day with us and sharing that mother-daughter trip with us. And I hope to have you on the show again sometime and hope to see you down at Walt Disney World sometime. So thanks again for coming on the show.
All right. Well, thanks for having me.
All right. Well, don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at touringplans.com. If you want to stay out of lines and see the most amount of attractions possible on that next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal vacation, check out our friends over at touringplans.com. Please use our Amazon affiliate link when you do that online shopping. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and it really does help support the show. So bookmark it on all your devices, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike and at BeOurGuestPod. And we've got a great Facebook page at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Also, check us out on YouTube for the Wednesday and Friday shows on video. All right, we're going to get out of here and let you get on with your Memorial Day weekend. Get grilling, get playing washers or volleyball in the backyard, whatever it is, have fun. We'll be back again on Wednesday with more of your listener questions. So for Megan, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Monday, happy summer, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.